Blog Talk Radio.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
I love looking at you and the way God intended us. Talking about nothing on but a smile and a little bit of sweat when we made love. And it got me singing, ooh, oh, your body makes me go, ooh, yeah. I throw up my hands, say thank you to the man, cause just to touch you is a blessing, and I'm glad I can. All I can say, in my ear, something like a choir of angels, even like Sunday morning. You got me singing. Oh, your body makes me call, yeah. And I just throw up on my hands, say thank you to the man. Cause to be around you is a blessing. And I thank God I can, and all I can say is,
I'm your host, Diva Mack. You all be safe out there. You're right home from work. If you're in Houston, Texas, watch the roads. It's a little wet out there. So make sure you paying attention to the road. No texting and driving. Be safe always while you're out there driving. I'm your right home from work, Diva Mack, getting you all the way to the driveway. If you're just down to the end of the show, we're just a continuation from yesterday's show, Are You Hard to Love? Some people are just hard to love people. We covered a lot on yesterday. I had a young lady that called in and said that, you know, that she was patient, but she goes from a 0 to 1,000 real fast. And I had to let her know that's not being patient, because when you're patient, you don't go from a 0 to 1,000 real fast. And if you're that type of person that gets angry quick like that, then it would be hard for someone to love you in fear of you becoming angry. And if they get too close to you, you know, and tell them what you would do in your time of anger, because a lot of times when people are angry, they do and say things that they normally wouldn't do, and they push people away because they have that one thing about them, that one negative thing about them that won't allow a person to truly love them how they could truly love them if they didn't have that problem going on. And so many people ask themselves that question, am I hard to love? Why haven't I found someone that will love me how I want to be loved? Am I the problem? Now, there is a problem if, one, if there's no, if you're not a communicator. In order for you to be in a relationship and for somebody to communicate love to you or to love you, that you have to be able to communicate. A lot of people lack that. They think they have it, but you have to come to grips with reality that, hey, I'm not a good communicator. How can I work on that so that I can receive the love that I desire, you know, that I'm passionate about? And again, people, if you're a big liar, you're going to be, nobody's going to love a liar. There's only so far a person can get with someone that's always lying about something. And I know you come across somebody that lie about any and everything. How can you believe them? How can you believe that they love you? How can you believe anything that a person says if they're lying? Then if you're that person and you know that you are. And some people, they start to believe their own lies. That's when you start to really have a problem. But if you are a liar, understand that that's why you are hard to love as well, because how can you expect someone to love you when they can't even believe in you or believe what you say? If you're just now tuning in to Diva Max Show, we're talking about, are you hard to love? Today on the Diva Max Show, let's talk about what is love. You know, yesterday I gave you all the definition of what love is and how to define love. And love is difficult to define. How do you avoid confusing with infatuation or lust? Now, love is much more than a risk, but it is a risk that one can take and grasp and fall into a dark abyss or dig oneself in a hole, only crawl back when you overcome your emotions. Now, can you truly define love? And yesterday we were talking about what love is, and, you know, love is kind. Love is respectful. Love is understanding. Love gives. Love endures. And, you know, we talk about what the Bible says. In 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, say love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoings, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endure all things. Again, we're talking about love, and what happens is a lot of people want to take away from what love truly is and make it to what they want it to be. And when you do that, you're not dealing with love at all. You know, you're dealing with a conditional type of emotion. You know, when you love someone, it's unconditional. And when you want to receive that love, you have to actually give out what you want to receive. And if that's love that you want, you have to make changes within yourself. And you'll find that if you do a self-evaluation, that you may be the problem why you have not discovered what true love is, or you have not felt what love truly is. And when you do get it, you don't understand it because you are definitely hard to love. Some people are hard to crack open, hard to get to the core, hard to get to the heart because of what they have endured or what they went through in previous relationships. And we talked about that on the show yesterday, how people have went through so much hell and chaos in previous relationships that they tend to hold on to their baggage and take it into the next relationship, which makes it hard for someone to love you. And that's another reason why you may be hard to love, because you cannot let go of the past and you're not opening yourself up to be in love, so you're bringing all that baggage into the next relationship, even with family members that you have grown with, and you find yourself saying, you know what, I see why you don't have nobody. You're not an easy person to get along with. That could be a reason why you're hard to love, because no one can get along with you. You've heard it all the time. You know, and then when you do get someone, they're surprised that you're with someone because they know how your attitude is, how you go about, how you live, you know, just how you are. You have to sit down and say, hey, if I'm hearing this over and over and over again, then I may need to do a self-evaluation and change some things about myself to make myself readily available to be loved so I can receive the love that I desire and that I want, and I want to change that about myself. And just really digging deep into who we are instead of looking at the next person and the next person we get with and just saying it's them. And indefinitely, it is us that is the problem, and we are why we cannot be loved wholeheartedly, and why a person can't give their all to us, because we have some things that we need to fix within ourselves. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about are you hard to love here on the Diva Max Show. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. Y'all be safe out there. I'm your ride home from work. Diva Max, a little Usher, them papers.
I just say, but who the hell are you and fight like dogs at 6 in the morning? I know it's gonna be some more shit tonight. Oh, our past is calling, telling me I done went too far, and I'm sitting around town and my friends can't recognize me, cause I took a good chance on love. It's nice, I'm dying for you. I gave my heart and turned my back against the world, cause you are my girl, girl, girl. I done damn near lost my mama, I done been through so much drama, I done turned into the man that I never thought I'd be. I'm ready to sign it.
Mac. If you're just tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, we're talking about Are You Hard to Love as we continue on the next segment of the show, talking about love and making love last forever. And you hear stories about couples that have been married for 50 and 60 years. Even one couple that was married for 80 years recently, we saw on Facebook, me and my husband, and we were talking about, you know, being able to have that and, you know, how do you get to that point and make it last forever? And there's no such thing as forever, but as long as you live, you know, to be with that person to death, do you part, and labeling that forever, meaning I'm going to be here until my dying day, until, I can't be here anymore for you, and loving you to the end of my time and your time. So, I talked to several couples, and I got information on, you know, couples who stay together forever through any and everything. One, never underestimate the value of asking your partner how his or her day went. Okay, some fights are just fights. They don't have to be deal breakers. You can be madly in love with the person and still be mad at that person. Fights don't have to spell the end. So many couples go in and get into a fight, and every fight is the end. They want to be the end. And understand, every time you speak divorce, you know, you're taking away from your marriage, and they keep saying the more you speak it, you will bring it to light and become true to light in your life. So you have to stop speaking those things, like you said, speak things before they exist. So you have to stop speaking it, you know, speak life into your marriage, speak life into your relationship, speak success into your relationship, you know, and even when you speak of your spouse, don't speak the negative about your spouse, speak the positive, continue to uplift your spouse through it all. You know, if you want to make it last forever, couples that stay together choose the relationship over conflict. You have to choose a relationship over conflict. Don't throw it away, especially one that you love, instead of being angry in that moment. Accept that the relationship comes with obligations. Now, you may not want to do everything your partner wants to do, or he or she wants to do, work events, seeing some kind of movie or sports. Like, I'm not really a big sports person, but I have to find myself, you know, let me share that moment with my husband, you know, but you also know it makes him or her happy to have you by his or her side, which makes doing those things totally worth it. But be honest about which events you feel strongly that your partner attend. Not everything can be a must. He knows to tell you that this is really important and you're 10 of the past, or, you know, whatever it may be, he could tell you it's very important. I mean, you have to do everything, but for the most part, you know, try to be open-minded. A little surprise purchase go a long way. Doing that, we're talking about being in a marriage relationship for the long haul, being together to death do you part. Don't force a group or double dates when all couples aren't friends, okay? You don't have to share the same friends. It's okay to still go out one-on-one with your girlfriends or your homeboys, you know, or just, and not with just any kiss hello before doing anything else. When you get home, kiss goodbye when you leave. Sometimes you have to say no to invitations so you can spend time with each other. Treat his family like your family or her family like your family. More I love you are better than fewer. So say I love you as much as you can. Be sympathetic when your significant other is sick. Take one or more of Aaron's household chores when the other one is swamped with work. Don't make jokes at each other's expense. Be respectful. Be on time. If someone talks any mess about your mate, defend him or her. Keep each other informed of your individual plans. That's very important because that could cause a conflict, and, you know, you don't want to have that, so make sure that you be informed. I'm always changing my mind, so my husband knows that about me, but I always kind of go back to the original plan. Respond to each other's calls at all times. Do not ignore that. Make sure you get back on it. Choose not to fight when you travel. It's very important. If you're out to have a vacation, don't turn it into a cat fight. Be spontaneous. It's very important. Make dinner reservations just for the two of you at last minute, or just one, you know, just do something together. Just having that time alone. Even when you have children, you have to have that time together. Love each other unconditionally. And those are ways that you can stay together with your mate, your spouse. Again, you know, I don't even matter, right home for work. You all take care. Remember, you order yourself first to be healthy, happy, and successful. I'm your ride home from work, Diva Mac. God bless. Take care.
It's the ride home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mac, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Mac Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.